And the Riverdale Warriors returning to the 20-yard line. And that would be number 81 for Riverdale High School, Tad Onwu. 17-yard return there. And we are underway with your J. Mullins Jewelry kickoff time of 7:30. Right on the nose, J. Mullins Jewelry on West Northfield Boulevard, behind Green Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant. It's what you expect in the Mullins name. That's being great quality, great service, great selection. Stop by and see Jeff Mullins and the entire Mullins family. Davenport in the backfield. Behind Woodruff. Woodruff zips a pass over left side and breaking free at the 30, 35 to the 40-yard line. Goes Rust, Matt Rust with Trayvon Willis making the tackle. Nice passing catch and run after the catch. He was pretty well defended, but Rust did a good job of shaking him off.
Missed tackle there at about the 25-yard line, and that picked up the extra 15 yards that Rust got. Great little spin move and got open and picked up the first down.
First bank, first down for the Warriors. Wickful is the receiver here near side. Ball coming this way, and it's Mariko Odom, and Odom going to be dropped for a loss of a couple. Trying to cut the edge, and Davenport was there, and also Devontae Swader, not Davenport.
Good pursuit that time, and the cornerbacks came up and made a tackle as they were coming across and got him in the backfield. Good read there by the Oakland Patriots.
Pretty good mark. They are going to give him the original line of scrimmage. Instead of a loss of a yard, no gain to make it second down and 10. We played a minute here in the Battle of the Borough.
Big test for that Oakland offensive line tonight, Brian. They're young, but they are very talented. Defensive line, if I should say.
Mariko Odom in motion. The pass is right across the middle into double coverage, but the catch is made by Riverdale's Deontay Glover for a short gain of two before Trayvon Willis was there to lower the hammer. Brings up a third down, and we're going to call it a long five or a short six. You pick. I want to thank Principal Tom Nolan. I understand they had a great pep rally here today. I'm sure they had a great one over at Oakland High School as well. Third down, Oakland's defense trying to buck up here. Three wide to the far side. Pass across the middle, broken up by Oakland High School's Justin Barrett.
That was a great alert play, and he read the quarterback's eyes that time and just kind of tipped it away, knew he was going there, and made a great defensive stop.
So fourth down and on to punt is Dylan Woodruff. Woodruff, the leading punter in the county, averaging 41.4 yards per punt. He's a good one. Davenport, I'm sorry, make that Swader. Getting my fives mixed up here. He is standing at the 24-yard line. Punt is away. Drifting back is Swader, bobbles it, and the ball is loose, and Riverdale has the football. That's one you just got to let go if you're Oakland, and now Riverdale is in business. First and 10 from the 22.
They were kicking with the wind to their back, and it was about a 50-yard punt and in the air, and it was just bobbled at the last second. I think the wind kind of gave them havoc there. I believe you might would have let that roll if hindsight, but, you know, it was really to him, but I think the wind kind of really bothered them there.
Swader trying to make a play, and so a turnover here early sets the Riverdale Warriors up with a first and 10.
That's that turnover you're talking about, Brian, in big games.
Russ, the receiver, far side. That's the short side of the field, ball on the left hash. Hand off to Davenport, the big bruiser right up the gut. 20, 15, 10, 5. They're not going to stop him. Touchdown, Warriors! They strike first here in the Battle of the Borough, 2011 edition.
Nothing fancy there, just right up the middle. A little delay, and he just ran over about three Patriots at about the 5-yard line to pick up the score. Big touchdown for Riverdale early.
Coming off of the turnover, that Toots touchdown. Toots on Northwest Broad at Medical Center Parkway, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. 4-point, I'm in, Armand, and it's good. Your score with 9:47 left here in the first. 7-0, the Dale up. We'll be back.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU. on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main, right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family-operated and owned business since 1989.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tank Service, and AG Sporting Goods. And speaking of Steve Martin Construction, we're going to go to you in a minute, Rafferty.
We'll get to that time of the drive. Rafferty Cleary keeping that for us here tonight, among other things. Oakland opens up in the I backfield.
The quarterback for Oakland is number 11.
Jihad Lyons. Chesterfield is the tailback. Lyons back to pass, far side, and the catch is made by Edwin Locklear for a short gain.
Lyons pass complete to Edwin Locklear.
Let's get that Steve Martin Construction time of the drive for the Riverdale Warriors. Coming off a turnover there, Rafferty.
Yeah, it took Riverdale just one play and then got a 22-yard touchdown by running back Davenport. The extra point was good, and it's 7-0 Riverdale now here in the first quarter.
You're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need. It's Steve Martin Construction at 904-9639. Near side receiver is Swader. Backfield in the eye with Brown and Chesterfield lined up. One receiver to the far side. Chesterfield gets the carry, and he is swarmed under. Loss of about a yard and a half.
And that was good penetration that time by Riverdale. And that I'm not sure who that warrior was, but it was great penetration. That was Peyton Phillips that got in there. And, Brian, right now the Oakland offensive line is struggling a bit as Riverdale is really stunning at the line of scrimmage.
Warriors kind of smelling blood, too. They get a score off of a turnover, and their defense is highly touted, and it should be. Here are the Patriots facing a 3rd and 7 to go. Same set as last time, except Swader's in motion. He's going to get it on the end around. Has some room right side. First down and more. 25, 30, 35, 40, and going to be stopped at the 40-yard line. I like the play.
Well, that's a good play to call because the middle had been blocked up, and they run a little end around to the right side, and Trey Swader with that speed was able to pick up the first down easily.
Took it right side and needed 7 yards to pick up the first down and got about 12. First and 10 now from the 41, ball on the right hash. Moving right to left are the Patriots into the wind here. Handoff now is to the tailback. And I believe that may have been Willis. I'm not sure. Yes, it was. Trayvon Willis. Deontay Glover made the tackle. Willis has not been in the fullback spot, I should say, the last couple of games, but coming into the year, 70 carries, 433 yards, averaging 48.1 per game and 10 touchdowns. So he has gotten back into the lineup at fullback. Monte Rhodes, one of two receivers to the far side, backfield with Willis and Chesterfield. Lyons, the signal caller, back to pass, in some trouble, and throws it away, incomplete.
Well, that pressure's relentless right there. And that time coming in there was number 21 for Scotty Boykin. And he really put some pressure on him. Jihad Lyons didn't have a chance.
Now, really long situation here. Third down and looks like about 22.
Oakland. Riverdale, yeah, Brian, Riverdale doing a lot of things up front on that defensive line, and the linebackers are blitzing, and sometimes they're bringing a safety too, and it's really confusing the Patriots right now.
Well, now Lyons going to have to work from the shotgun, and the backfield is empty, so Lyons got to protect for him this time if you're an Oakland fan. Back to pass, Locklear, and there are whistles, and there must be a flag somewhere.
Flags on the play.
Don't know if someone was lined up offsides or what.
As a dead ball foul, delay of game for Oakland.
So it just gets worse if you're an Oakland Patriot fan here. Add on another 5 yards to make it third down, 27. Riverdale leads it 7-0 with 6:36 left in the first here in the 42nd meeting.
You have a few of those in the playbook, but not a whole lot.
Well,
third 27s.
No. Looks like they're going to line up the same way they did last time, two wide both sides. Lyons back to pass, in trouble, and he is sacked.
I think that was Boykin again, Brian.
They brought the pressure. John, you kind of let the cat out of the bag when you line up with an empty backfield and wideouts everywhere. You kind of know what's coming, so they brought the pressure.
Well, they don't have an answer for that right now. They're going to have to leave somebody probably in that backfield with Lyons to give him a little more protection.
Fourth down and 30-something.
And punting into the wind.
And that punting into the wind is Alex Vincennes, averaging 37 on the year. They bring some pressure, come after him. I don't know if they rough the kicker or not. They're not. The official doesn't pull the hanky out. Ball is going to roll and roll and roll to the 49, so Riverdale has 49 yards to go. After the punt, that one a pretty good one. What, about 43?
43 yards in the wind, too. And, Brian, that was a simple case of just letting the ball roll. Oakland did get a good roll. But here, the field position, again, great for Riverdale. They're starting in Oakland territory both occasions with a fumble and now this punt. And that's not looking good for Oakland at this point.
Well, Oakland has to buck up here on defense and hope to get the ball back with 5:46. Left here in the first. Back to pass is Woodruff going deep down the left sideline, and it is incomplete, intended for Matt Rust with Swader defending on the play. No, actually, that was William Butler defending.
That was extremely close to being pass interference, but it was so far away from us, it was hard to tell, but good coverage there by Butler. And that little pump fake there by Dylan Woodruff didn't fool Butler on that one.
Looks like DeVasa Smithson is in as one of the receivers. He's going to line up out there far side. Near side is Michael Wigful. Man in motion is Mariko Odom, but they hand it off to Davenport. Davenport, who scored the touchdown just a second ago, powers his way for 4 yards right up the gut. By the way, that was the 10th touchdown on the year for Adam Davenport coming into the game. 102 carries, 585 yards. Now, again, 10 touchdowns on the year. Third down for the Warriors, 3rd and 7. Yeah, closer to 6 maybe.
Rushing yards for Davenport, right? 585?
Yeah.
There's no telling how many passes he's caught. I guess you've got that stat, but, boy, that's he can catch the ball as well.
Just an all-purpose player. Woodruff back to pass on third down. Passes near side and skips it in to Marcellus Odom. That could be a case of the old cold hands, cold football kind of thing.
Well, I think Odom was the secondary receiver. He couldn't find anybody open in the middle. Good coverage by Oakland, and he went to Odom for the and kind of rushed the throw a little bit and hit the dirt instead of Odom.
Swader is back at his 10-yard line to receive the punt from Woodruff on 4th and 6 from the Oakland Patriot 46. Woodruff kick is high and angling to the left. Not a lot of distance, but a lot of hang time, and now takes a big Riverdale roll across the 10 down to about the 5-yard line. John, you can't afford to have the mistakes if you're Oakland that they had on the last series because you're dangerously close to your end zone here.
Yeah, good defense that time by the Patriots, but they're really deep pinned back in their own territory. They got to get a couple of first downs if they're going to get out of this hole they're in right now. By the way, Brian Eagleville and Cascade were scoreless at the end of one on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
Blackman leads 7-0. New score in. Mr. David Limbaugh helping out with scores tonight. That one in the first. He got it from somebody else.
Not going to give him credit for that, are we?
Right up the middle is Chesterfield and picks up about 5 yards. Oakland trying to, they would really like to go to their bread and butter and run the football, and their bread and butter there is Mr. Chesterfield, who coming into the game on 130 carries, had 714 yards and another big five-yarder right there.
You know, it's funny how all the backs that we have in this district, again, just like the teams, Chesterfield almost goes unnoticed, and he's got over 700 yards rushing. He's a great back. And they're going to run it. They're going to run it right down your throat if they can, Oakland will. And they need to do that to get out of this hole they're in right now.
Ball is at the 10 with a second and five upcoming. Lions sets him down. For Darius Wade in the backfield. Wade, the lone back, turns and spins, gets out of some trouble, crosses over the 15 to about the 17-yard line, and picks up the first bank. First down, Patriots.
And that was a big run and a huge first down. Gets them out of the hole. They're starting around the 17 or 18-yard line, Brian. And that's what you got to do as a football team. Take the football and get that first down.
7-yard gainer for him there for the first down for Oakland High School. Maybe build a little confidence, too, for the Patriots.
Well, you know, Coach McDaniel said for Darius Wade was going to get a few more carries, a few more touches, because he's looked impressive the last couple of games. And there he picked up a big first down.
Lions under center. One receiver to either side. Hands this one off to Chesterfield, and not a lot doing there. Got a good line push and a little extracurricular pushing and shoving after. Siegel basketball coach Ben Dotson texting, any word on basketball? It starts November 15th, I can say.
And there's going to be plenty of it.
We will have a lot of basketball. We're working on the schedule now. Actually, we're one proof away from having our basketball schedules out at Franklin's Printing, and we should have those within about a week and a half and have them out at all the schools. 10,000 of them, and they'll be gone lickety-split. Second and nine from the 20 for the Patriots. And a good run here for Oakland's Trayvon Willis. Willis from the 25 to the 30 and inches his way maybe the 31-yard line and moves the chains, picks up 12 yards and another first bank first down for the Pats.
That's a good run by Willis. And, again, another big first down, just plowing up yardage on the ground. And that offensive line is starting to create some holes. After the game tonight, Dennis Weaver will have all the latest scores and take your phone calls on First National Bank of Murfreesboro Friday Night Thunder. And, Brian, they've got a special edition tonight going to go all the way to the midnight hour.
Yep. And Tom Crager says he will not turn into a pumpkin. First and 10 from the 30. Patriots pitch back to Chesterfield, trying to get the right edge, and does dive up to the 34-yard line before being cut down there. Yeah, well, they'll be doing have all the finals in by that time, and we'll be doing some preliminary playoff projections. What else can we say? Allegedly, and all those kind of things. They'll put their best effort, although Tom is one of the best in this playoff system. And last year in 6A, he nailed it, and in all the classes only missed one game. So I think you can take those playoff projections pretty seriously. Second and five. It's for Darius Wade, breaks one tackle, keeps those legs moving to the 40-yard line, picks up 4 yards, going to be just shy of the first down. It'll bring up a third and one. Oakland really doing well here on this drive, John, and doing what they love to do, and that's just pound the football.
Well, for Darius Wade that time, really kept those feet churning and got that extra yardage. It looked like he was going to be stopped for no gain, and he picked up about 3 or 4 yards just on sheer determination. And I think they're going to measure here to see if they are how close they are to that first down marker.
They're going to stretch the chains.
They're going to be a little short.
Yep. Looked a little short. Inches short. Third and inches coming up for the Oakland Patriots. How would you like to go to a basketball game on the aircraft carrier? What college is that's doing that, Rafferty? Do you remember?
Michigan State and North Carolina. And I saw some really cool jerseys by North Carolina they're coming out with. They're camo, blue, and white, and a little bit of gray mixed in. It's going to be an interesting game when it comes up.
I was thinking about how cold it is, and, you know, let's do a Siegel Oakland basketball game outside somewhere in January. That probably wouldn't be very much fun, would it?
It would be very cold.
As you notice I didn't answer that.
Yeah, you didn't.
I want to stay away from that if I could.
Third and inches for the Pats and Jihad Lions. Hard count. And now he sets him back down. Got to get this playoff pretty quickly. Backfield in the power eye. And Trayvon Willis gets the carry. Needed a yard and picked up three, so move the chains for the Oakland Patriots. First bank, first down.
Again, another initial hit at the line of scrimmage, and Trayvon bounced off that tackle and picked up the first down. And this is what Oakland wants to do. They are just continuing to eat up clock, churn it up, and try to keep it on the ground, and doing a pretty good job of it as we close out the first quarter here.
7-0 Riverdale. They scored after a muffed punt gave them the short field. Two plays later, Adam Davenport scores to make it 7-0. Now with only 47 seconds left in the first quarter of play, Oakland nearing midfield here. Started at their 5. They go right side, and it's Swader. Pounds his way for about 3 yards. Bring up a second down for the Patriots.
Riverdale got some penetration that time, but they missed a tackle. Adam Davenport was blitzing from his linebacker spot and got into the backfield, but just missed him, and a good maneuver there by Swader.
Oakland with 13 seconds to get off this play, and they may not be interested in doing that. I think they're going to have to run one play, but maybe not. Clock is at 4 at 3. Lions sets them down with 1. Not going to get the playoff. And that's the end of the first quarter. It'll be 2nd down and 7 for the Oakland Patriots when we come back at their own 46 at 7-0 Warriors on State Farm Prep Football.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
Looking for some adventure this fall? Adventure starts now at Bud's Tire Pros. Through October 31st, you'll receive a $50 prepaid Visa debit card after a mail-in rebate when you buy any set of 4 new qualifying BF Goodrich brand tires. You'll also have the opportunity to register to win your choice of a four-wheeler, a dirt bike, or a wave runner. Visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in the borough, or online at budstireprostn.com.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Arts Complete Auto Care, Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, where your team colors anytime and get a free taco. State Farm agent Jeannie Alman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
2nd down for the Pats, 2nd and 7. And it goes to Chesterfield, and Chesterfield is going to be brought down after about a yard gain. They may give him 2 from there. It'll be 3rd down regardless. 3rd down and 3, Peyton Phillips with the takedown, and we've got a timeout on the field. We'll be right back, 7-0 as the Oakland Patriots are driving with a 3rd and 5 when we come back.
We've doubled the size of Music World.
We're talking with Dave Kivanimi.
We've got a fantastic selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, just about anything you can think of in the music instrument family.
We've doubled the size.
We've got as good or better price as some of the internet stores, and these are instruments that you can pick up and play and really get the feel for, which you can't do if you mail order a product.
We've doubled the size of Music World.
We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course on South Church Street.
Are you driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm Agent Monty King. Let me get you to a better state, a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and your needs. That's why 97% of the people who've had claims with State Farm would recommend us, without a doubt. Give me a call at 220-2210. You'll see how easy and affordable it can be.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Monty King in Smyrna. Give me a call at 220-2210.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Lions on the 3rd down and 5 to go. Gives it up to Chesterfield, and he is stopped.
Big play and great penetration there that time by Riverdale, and couple of Warriors just really, that's what we call a sure tackle. And they made sure he didn't go anywhere, and they tackled him high, and but still was able to stop him.
Oakland to punt away.
Make sure you tune in next time for the First Bank pregame show, First Bank, where you matter most. Coming up, it's the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air postgame show.
We will have an extended postgame until midnight tonight with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Friday Night Thunder until midnight tonight. Get your playoff fix on. Vincennes to punt. High, angling here near side into the wind, and it's going to go out of bounds. And where the official, I don't know, okay, well, he's walking back this way. I have no idea where they're going to spot it, and I don't know that he knows.
That's about a 25-yard punt.
Going to be out of bounds at the 34. Maybe he was just running away from the football. 34-yard line. He ran all the way down to the 25. So they spot it for the Riverdale Warriors at the 34. And after the opening drive, Riverdale forced to punt. The punt was muffed, and then they got the ball on the short field, and Davenport scored to make it 7-0. This is the worst field position since the kickoff that they have had. Dylan Woodruff calls his own number there and takes it up to the 39-yard line, a pickup of 5 right up the gut.
Good run there by Woodruff, and got a little gap there and was able to get through. They converged, Oakland converged pretty well on it, but a pickup of 5. Brian, 7-6, Cascade leads Eagleville at the end of the half. Cascade leading Eagleville 7-6 on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, and that is at half.
All right, root on those Eagles. Down by 1 at halftime at the Eagles' nest tonight. Eagleville going for 10-0. Near side handoff goes to Marcellus. I think that's actually Mariko Odom. And he's going to be taken down at the 40, and it is Mariko. Third down and about 3 after the gain of 2.
On the tackle, number 43, Justin Barrett.
Kind of got a bad mark there. It's going to be probably a little bit, just a little tad over 3, Brian. It didn't get a very good mark on that spot.
Ball between the 40 and 41 on the near hash. Moving right to left are the Cardinal. I was going to say Cardinal and Gold. I'll have to explain. Woodruff passes far side, incomplete, intended for Mariko Odom. And really overthrown. Fourth down. The Warriors are in black uniforms tonight.
I don't know how much the wind is a factor tonight, but I think it's a little difficult. And right now, Woodruff is throwing into the wind, and I do believe it's making having a factor. 2 of 6 for 24 yards. He does have a completion to Rust of 20 yards.
Raise your window a little bit, and you can feel how cold it is, too, that wind coming in. Fair catch called for by Swader at the 25-yard line and barely got his hands on that. But he does, and it's first and 10 for the Oakland Patriots from between the 25 and 26-yard line on the right hash. Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner live from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant tomorrow morning. Hope you'll join us for all of the conversation. 44-yard punt, by the way, for Dylan Woodruff. So besting his average by about 3 yards.
Well, Dylan's going to have a good night if he can stay on that side of the field punting, because the wind is definitely behind him, and it's helping those punts, although he's a pretty good punter in his own right.
Leading the county statistically. Oakland comes out with 2 wides to the far side. And backfield with Brown and Chesterfield. Chesterfield gets the tap and carries the pile to about the 29-yard line before being pushed back, so a 3-yard gain.
It would seem, I would think Oakland has had the advantage in time of possession, didn't it, Brian? I would think it appears that way anyway.
Right now the difference in this game is the turnover, which gave Riverdale the short field, and they scored. It's 7-0 with 9:17 left here in the first half, that is. It is second quarter. Clock melting away here in the second quarter of play. 2 wide far side. Make that 3 now. Lions has Trayvon Willis in the backfield, and they hand it off to him, and he's stuffed at the 30, gets a yard.
That Riverdale defense starting to get a little stingier on that running play, aren't they, Brian?
Well, they're really boxing it up inside, and Oakland took advantage of that last time. And ran it around the far edge, but not taking advantage of it yet. Don't know if they'll pull that play out of the hat. Now with third and six to go, ball is on the right hash. Far side receivers, Ladarius Gaines. Near side receiver is Amante Rhodes. Backfield in the eye. And Lyons is pummeled. Ball comes loose. It's rolling around, and I think Riverdale has it. The black and gold say they do, and that is the case. Riverdale has recovered the loose ball. John, what happened there? Lyons was trying to hide that football, and Riverdale snuffed it out, and they hit him hard, and the ball came loose.
That play was doomed from the start, really. I mean, it just seemed like the exchange wasn't good, and Lyons was, like you said, trying to kind of hide the football, and the exchange to Swader was bad and bounced around, and Riverdale comes up with it. Another golden opportunity here for the Warriors to put another seven on the board.
They have it first and 10 from the Riverdale 28-yard line. The last time this happened led to their only score. Woodruff with the late pitch, coming near side. Davenport banging his way across to the 25-yard line, and what a hit. He lowered the boom there and just pushed Wade out of the way and got another yard or two.
Well, he was prepared for it. Really, that play, he only picked up about a couple of yards, didn't he? But it was an exciting play nonetheless, as Davenport just really just kind of meleeed over the Patriot defender.
Huntland scores, then they recover a fumbled kickoff and lead 14-0 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Middle Tennessee Christian School trailing Huntland 14-0.
A good play. Good
this
play.
Time that it was Davenport who could not get anything out of that, lost a couple of yards, to be honest with you.
It was Michael Smith all over that play, and he just did a great job of stopping the momentum of Davenport is trying to break through the line, and no gain. And Brian, that Huntland Middle Tennessee Christian score, that is a typical Cougar thing that's been happening to them.
Yeah.
Kickoff or fumble on the kickoff, that kind of thing.
Here's an interesting score. CAK, 21, Alcoa, nothing in the third quarter of play. The same CAK that Laverne beat in overtime, 43-42. You can't tell me that wasn't a quality win for Stanton Stevens. Back to pass, Woodruff on the third and 10, finds an open. Davenport, he's down the sideline, cuts back inside. He's at the 10, the 5. He's to Pater, touchdown. Warriors from 28.
Perfect call. Perfect call. Oakland came in rushing, and then they set a screen pass to the left side. A couple of blocks later, Davenport just wide open, had nowhere to go but pay dirt. Another touchdown for Riverdale, and that was a great call.
Davenport with his second touchdown of the night. That's a Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun with three Rutherford County locations. Open late after the game for you tonight. For Point, it is Armin Armand, and it is up and good. Your score with 7:11 left in the second. Second turnover, second score. Riverdale up 14-0 on State Farm Prep Football.
First to help folks meet their dreams. At home or business, so many things. It's more than great consumer ranking. There's a name for it, First Banking. Come on over, come on in. First a customer, now a friend. First Banking.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Now is a great time to take advantage of a federal tax credit regarding the upgrade of your home's equipment. Maybe it's a natural gas tankless water heater or a natural gas heating and cooling system. Whatever your need is, call us today at 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Back to And the Oakland Patriots returning the football. It's Chesterfield on the kickoff to the 15-20-25. And now that's where the play will start. Steve Martin, construction time of the drive. Mr. Cleary?
Yeah, it took Riverdale just 1 minute after a 28-yard touchdown pass from quarterback Dylan Woodruff to Adam Davenport, his second score of the night. The extra point was good. It's now 14-0 Riverdale with 7:05 remaining to play here in the first half.
Oakland with two turnovers, John, and they have both been turned into seven.
Well, it's a it's a recipe for disaster. Two turnovers, bad field position. They're trailing 14-0, Oakland, that is.
Oakland needs to try to climb back into this one, and the pass from Lyons, pretty good on the money there to T.J. Brown, but through his hands, incomplete on the 1st and 10. Clock dropping under 7 minutes at 6:58. 14-0 your score here in the 42nd meeting between Oakland and Riverdale. Both teams built in 71? I think the first year they played was 73. Did not play those first 2 years for fear of just too much emotion.
Well, there was a lot of emotion when they split Central. I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute because I was there. I'm that old.
Back in the horse and buggy days.
Oh, don't go
to there. Chesterfield, who gets a couple of yards right up the middle. But you're right. That was really kind of it was a tough decision to split the school.
Literally, the dividing line, you'd have one side of the street. I can remember Riverview Drive. One side of the street went to Oakland. The other side of the street went to Riverdale. And I really do feel like there was a little bitterness there. Of course, where I lived, I was in the Riverdale zone. There was no doubt about it. But there was a real close line that had to cut through there. And there was a lot of sentiment and a lot of bitterness about some people. And at the time, nobody knew much about Riverdale, and a lot of the Central teachers had gone to Oakland. And so, I think that was probably a wise decision those first couple of years.
Third down and 7 on the pitch. And they end around and coming here near side or far side is Rhodes, and Rhodes is hammered. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, but that's it. And lower in the boom is Keenan Jackson for the third time tonight.
And Rhodes did a good job just getting back. He missed. He made a couple of people miss him, or that could have been even worse. But he got back to the line of scrimmage. Good effort there by Amante Rhodes.
A little insight on what happened at Eagleville in the Cascade game. 7-6 Cascade at halftime. Eagleville did miss a 31-yard field goal, which would have given them a two-point edge there.
I think it's going to be tough kicking field goals tonight. The way that wind was while we were out there at the concession stand. And speaking of the concession stand, it is fully loaded.
It is.
I mean, it's packed over there.
Packed over there? Well, you can see it from here. I can see the stands are full. It is a football Friday night, Battle of the Borough. Can't ask for much better. Large, large crowd here tonight. Vincennes on to punt on the 4th and 6 now. Snap a little low to him, picks it up off his toes and barely gets it away, and it will take an Oakland bounce. Riverdale going to get away from it and let it roll and roll, and it does to the 27-yard line. So for Oakland and Vincennes, the roll really helped him there and barely got that one off. Good job by the Pats.
Got a good roll. That's a 52-yard punt, and most about 20 of that was on a roll, but a really good punt changed the field position, actually, and really helped Oakland on that play.
And that one was in the wind.
Yeah.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission, Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, State Farm agent Mel Adams, and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Near side receiver is Rust. Far side is empty. Tied in heavy on this side for the Riverdale Warriors, moving right to left. Play comes this way. Woodruff makes the late pitch out and incomplete. Locklear was there defending, and really it was Odom who had to play the defender on that one.
Good coverage there by Locklear. But I will say this about Dylan Woodruff. He threw that ball where nobody was going to get it if Odom couldn't get it. I mean, it was just kind of low and to the outside, to the sidelines, a pretty smart play by Woodruff.
Second down and 10. For the Warriors from their own 27-yard line, moving right to left, clad in the black tonight on Blackout Night at Riverdale High. And Davenport up the middle. No, they fake it to him, though. They do give it to him, and the ball comes loose late, and Oakland says they have the football. Will they be the recipient of the turnover? Yes, sir.
I'm not even sure Davenport actually ever had that. He came busted through the line so fastly on the exchange. I don't know that Adams started running, and he turned around and looked to his backside and realized the ball's not with me. And Oakland recovers. Big break for the Patriots. A chance to put some points on the scoreboard with the ball on the 30-yard line. And only trailing 14-0, Brian. It's still, it's very early.
In a game like this, John, if you're Oakland, you really need to take advantage of this opportunity, don't you?
It's best field position they've had on the evening.
They're at the Riverdale 30-yard line. Backfield offset in the eye. Pitch back goes to Swader. Swader turns upfield on the edge, Going to be stymied there, about a yard loss, but there is a flag and likely a hold in the backfield. I don't know.
I really believe it is, and that is the case.
So it is a hold against the Oakland Patriots, trying to create a hole there, and it's going to cost them five.
That is a case of when you're kind of already in trouble in your running game, and you're trying to – somebody from the backside looked like maybe a little bit of a block in the back as well on that play. And so it's a big penalty and sets them back to about the 44.
Also at halftime on in 6A football, Cookeville leading Coffee County 21-14. Those will be two of the teams in the quadrant, which will see some – least of our Rutherford County teams. Really think some will go east and some will go west, just don't know who and where. Lions on the first and 15, rolls out far side and is hoofing it down the far sideline, turns it upfield at the 40, 45 at the 35 to the 30, and is going to cut back and be down to about the 26-yard line. There are flags everywhere on this play. Really a busted play, and this almost always is not good for the offense.
Well, the pursuit was hot and heavy on Lyons, and he did a great job of cutting around the corner and then picking up some big yardage, but I think it's all going to be negated.
It's going to be a block in the back against Oakland. How many times do you see that when a big play opens up like that on one that's obviously a bust? Do you see some type of penalty?
And, you know, coaches sometimes say that a lot of times that it's maybe not that critical, and a referee will catch it and throw the flag. But that time, like you said, Brian, the busted play. And, again, another big gain, negated, and Oakland finds himself back getting further back.
Well, on two series tonight, counting this one, they have gone backwards. They're now back to the Riverdale 44, and this play started with the turnover at the Riverdale 30. So they have been penalized 14 yards and have had two big gains, all negated by penalties. 4 minutes, 28 seconds and rolling here in the first half of play. 14-0 Riverdale. Oakland with a first and 27. They were in a third and 27 earlier. I think it was actually 30-something. Lions back to pass. Lets one fly downfield. Locklear there, incomplete. Overthrew him. And he had Marcellus Odom beat.
Kind of a slant route there, and he did have him beat, just overthrew him. And I think the wind probably helped that throw, but didn't have a lot of arc on it, and it kind of fell out of his reach.
And may have carried it a little bit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I think maybe it did have the other effect.
The wind is blowing from left to right as Oakland is moving left to right. And the you can see the ribbon on the flag or on the goalpost here. There at about, I'd say 4 o'clock if you're looking at a watch. Lions to Trayvon Willis, tries to bust it outside, now cuts it upfield, breaks a tackle, 40 down the sideline, 35, and I don't know where he stepped out. We'll see where the official stands. They're going to put him out of bounds right around the 26-yard line. So on the second and 27, now they have it in pretty good field position here, or pretty good position, if you will, on a third down. It'll be third and about 7.
That was a big play, and Trayvon Willis really ran over a few people. It was good pursuit there on the left side by Riverdale, but Willis just pretty much just lowered his head and went down the sidelines, and this gives them an opportunity maybe to pick up that first down.
That's a 20-yard gain right there on the second and 27 to make it third and 7.
Willis, by the way, Brian, 4 carries, 37 yards, having a pretty good night here early.
Willis and Chesterfield lined up in the eye, two receivers near side. Ball coming this way. Chesterfield bounces it out, 25 to the 20, got the first down to the 19, to the 18-yard line, needed the 19. So give him 8 yards and a first bank. First down, Patriots.
Big run there and a big first down. This keeps the drive alive and a chance for Oakland to have an opportunity to score.
T.J. Brown comes in to replace Trayvon Willis. Fredarius Wade is in. Chesterfield going out. Oakland got 12 men on the field now, so they are going to break the huddle when he gets off. Amonte Rhodes, far side. That's the wide side. Backfield in the eye. Fred Wade goes off the left tackle. and ekes out maybe a yard, maybe two. We'll see where he gets to. 320. This would be a huge play if Oakland could score here and go into the locker room down 14-7.
Well, as much problems as they've had holding on to the football, two fumbles, and some really big, big, huge penalties on this drive alone, and they're able to maybe get a chance to get a score, they've got to feel pretty lucky if they go into the locker room only down by seven.
14-6, the latest score, Blackman and Laverne. Laverne missed a PAT in that one. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And Shelbyville blistering Lincoln County 27-7. Swader going far side, and Swader cuts the corner, 10 to the 5. He dives for the pylon. He's going to be short. It's first and goal, Patriots. No flags anywhere.
Going to be, I think they're marking that at about the 4, aren't they? This will be a 12-yard gain if that's indeed where they spot it.
That looks to be the case. Just over the 5 at the 4-yard line. First and goal from the 4 for Oakland High School.
He must have stepped out of bounds because it sure like he was on that pylon, didn't it?
Well, he stretched for it. He must have stepped out just before. Brown at tailback. Chesterfield at fullback. Locklear, the receiver there on the short side. That's the far side. Near side is empty. Kind of set heavy on the left side and running right up the middle is Chesterfield, and we'll see what they give him there, where they spot it, probably a couple of yards, and it'll bring up second and goal.
On the carry, Andre Chesterfield.
He got it down to about the 1, didn't he?
Yeah, quick snap here.
So second and goal from the 1 for the Pats. It's a quarterback sneak, and Lyons is in for the touchdown. Patriots score off of the lone Riverdale turnover. All points off turnovers tonight in this one. It's 14-6 with the extra upcoming. Well, nothing really special about that one, is it, John?
No, I mean, that was a case of just a little dive across by Lions, but I've got to give Oakland credit. They have been facing a lot of adversity, and they've come back and got made a ball game out of this.
And the extra point is up by Vincennes, and it is good on your Toots touchdown. State Farm Prep football on WGNS. 14-7 in the Battle of the Borough. 2:10 left in the first half.
Sir Pizza.
Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett with my friend John, whose parents just don't understand our obsession.
I told them I only eat squares and with only crumble bits of pepperoni.
They say that's how it all starts.
Don't fight it, John. Don't fight the force. Square slices forever, dude. We're obsessed with Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church of Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Hi friends, this is Lenny Farmer on behalf of the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. Sports, like anything else worthwhile in life, takes determination and focus to get on top and stay on top. Here at Jennings and Ayers, we're proud to support the home teams of our county. We also know here at Jennings and Ayers what it takes to provide you with the best service and the friendliest atmosphere for some of the most difficult days in your life. At Jennings and Ayers, you have control over how your loved ones will be remembered. Let our family serve your family at Jennings and Ayers.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And the kickoff. Here come the Riverdale Warriors downfield. 20, 30, 40. He's at midfield at the 50, at the 40, and going to be down right there on the kickoff return by Riverdale's number 81, and that is Tad Onwu. There are flags on the field.
They're going to call this one back. That happened pretty early, too, at about the 20-yard line.
Most certainly did. Saw the flags fly. Was that a block in the back? I didn't see exactly.
I think that's what it was, Brian.
Steve Martin construction time of the drive. It took 2 minutes and 12 seconds for Oakland to get on the scoreboard after a 1-yard quarterback keeper by Jahad Lyons. Extra point good, and it's now 14-7. Riverdale still leading with a minute 58 remaining in the first half. If you're looking for a contractor that can meet your every need, it's Steve Martin Construction. Call 904-9639.
That was actually a hold against the Warriors. So instead of being at the Oakland 40, they're back at their 9. Boy, what a huge penalty that is. Clock under 2 minutes. Powering up the middle. It's Davenport. Breaks 120. He's at the 30. He's at the 40. Cuts back outside at midfield. 50. 40. 30. Brought down at the 25-yard line.
Adam Davenport on the play.
Turning it upfield. Adam Davenport from the 9. Now has it knocking on the door. At the 25-yard line, a 66-yard scamper.
That'll certainly help your statistics. Man, can you believe his speed? I mean, this is a big fullback now we're talking about.
He doesn't
really
look like he's that fast,
and
does he?
Trace Wader was doing everything he could to catch him, and that Trey's a very fast boy.
Riverdale with a minute 39 and counting here, gives it up to Mariko Odom. Odom finds a crease to the 15-yard line. And that is going to be enough for a First Bank first down. Picks up 12 on the carry.
Well, that's two big plays right there. Gives Riverdale in business. With 1:32, there's plenty of time, and they have it on the 14 and the first down.
Far side receiver is Smithson for Riverdale. Coming around this near side, Mariko Odom, stiff arm, and is going to be yanked down by the shirt tail at the 10 for a four-yard pickup.
There's a nice tackle there by number 3 for Oakland. That's for Darius Wade. Looked like he had an opening around the left side, and he closed that in a hurry.
We'll update the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard when we come back. Timeout Oakland with a minute 15 to play here in the first half. 14-7 Riverdale. They're knocking on the door of the Dale, that is.
Brothers. I'm Dan Carver with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Proper home and auto coverages are vital to your financial health. For the last 10 years, I've worked with thousands of families caring for their personal insurance needs. For a free insurance checkup, give me a call at 893-5064 to set up an appointment. You can depend on Farmer Brothers Insurance. I'm Dan Carver, and you can depend on me.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers. Get to a better state Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Prentice Alsup Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Parks Realtors, Net P, and Cedar Bucket Restaurant on West Cassis Pike.
He goes by Bob Parks, too.
They teach him how to read in Kingsport.
We're trying to learn the guy.
He's struggling tonight, aren't you?
Second and 6. Davenport powering his way right up the middle. And he's going to get it down to about the 7 with a minute 8. 4-yard gainer and brings up third down.
Adam Davenport.
4 carries, 96 yards for Adam tonight.
On the carry, on the tackle,
brings up a third down and about 2. They can pick up a first down at the 4. Clock at 45 seconds.
Yeah, they got to watch the clock, too. It looks like they're not going to throw this ball. I think they're going to try to keep it on the ground.
I'd watch for Woodruff here. Woodruff dives right side on the keeper. Gets it very near the first down marker with 32 seconds. That should be enough to stop the clock, and they may have to measure, or they're going to say first down. First and goal. Riverdale burned a timeout, so we'll step aside here for a quick one as well. 32 seconds to play here in the first half. Riverdale with a first and goal when we come back.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Join us for the Prentice Alsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11, and all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on West Cassis Pike.
Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Rafferty Cleary here with you tonight for the 42nd meeting between Oakland and Riverdale. The Battle of the Borough, if you will. First and goal for Riverdale from the 4. Davenport and Mariko Odom in the backfield. And Adam Davenport trying the edge, gets the corner, gets the goal line, gets in for the touchdown, Warriors.
And that was a huge answer for the Riverdale Warriors as Adam Davenport reached the century mark and also reaches the end zone for the second time tonight on a four-yard run. And Riverdale now leading it and a chance to put on the extra point. Again, a big answer for the Warriors.
Touchdown, Toots touchdown, that is. Three Rutherford County locations. Stop by tonight. See Wade Hayes and tell him hello. The extra point from our men, Armand, is up and good. Your new score with 26 seconds to play in the first half. 21-7 Riverdale on State Farm Prep Football.
It's time to think about the long, cold winter ahead. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. Before the cold winter wind blows, be sure to take care of your car. Bring it by and let us check the battery and coolant. We'll do a complete car check, look at tires, wipers, and more to make sure it's safe for the road. That's Todd's Complete Auto Care. We're on Southeast Broad Street, 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Can you see me?
Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Good Food and Fun Restaurant. And now that we have three locations spread out across Rutherford County, we're the perfect spot for your tailgating headquarters before or after your high school game. Our kitchen's open till midnight, and we hope to see you then. Come visit us at one of our three locations in Rutherford County, the old original 860 Northwest Broad Street, Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna, and our newest location at 2992 South Church Street in the Barfield area.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Quick kick by the Riverdale Warriors, picked up by Fredarius Wade, who got a nice shove in the back from a fellow teammate and dives up to the 32-yard line, a six-yard pickup with 22 seconds to play here in the first half. I don't know that I've seen that before. He just got a shove from one of his teammates for an extra 2 yards.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard 21-7 now. Riverdale leading here at Oakland over Oakland 21-7. Blackman leading Laverne 14-6. Cascade 7, Eagleville 6. That was a halftime score. And I'm thinking I'm getting an update right here as we speak. In the third, it's 7-6, still that score. Huntland leading Middle Tennessee Christian School 14-0 on our Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
14-6 is the halftime score. Blaze and Wolverines from Laverne High School tonight. Lions back to pass, lets one fly left side. Riverdale kind of in a prevent defense. They get the ball to the 40 for an 8-yard pickup. It'll bring up second down with 12 seconds, and the clock stops. Oakland takes a timeout. So will we. 12 seconds to go in the first half on State Farm Prep Football. The Warriors lead by 2 touchdowns.
Intersource is your source for DirecTV, Dish Network, Xfinity, and Charter.
We provide TV, internet, and phone service for your home and business.
We are your trusted source for entertainment.
Call us today, 815-1800. For a free evaluation of your current services.
We will help you put the bundle together that best fits your needs.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource. 815-1800.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Bell Jewelers, the unforgettable jeweler.
Bell Jewelers, across from Toots.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Steve Mark construction time of the drive. Riverdale went 7 plays for 91 yards in a minute and 32 seconds and got in the end zone after a 4-yard touchdown run by Adam Davenport, his third of the night.
Pass across the middle is going to be caught by Oakland, and it's Swader diving across to the 45-yard line. That time of the drive from Steve Martin construction. Oakland does not have any timeouts left, I don't think. 6 seconds. Yes, they do. They do take a timeout. And that play, by the way, that time of the drive, 66-yard run by Adam Davenport, really set up that score. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back for the last play of the first half, 21-7 Warriors lead.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad, just down from the country club.
And this is Eric, having trouble passing the emissions test. It's no problem for us. We'll diagnose the problem
fix it, and drive your vehicle until it's ready to pass.
Then we'll take it through the emissions test ourselves so you don't have to.
We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust a Midas touch.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air, Bud's Tire, First Bank, Farmer Brothers Insurance, and Martin's Home and Garden.
First and 10 for Oakland, after the First Bank first down. They're at the Riverdale 45-yard line, 6 seconds to play. Wideouts everywhere for Jihad Lions. Looking downfield, has some protection. Now takes it up the gap at the 40. And he's hit from behind. Ball comes loose. Riverdale recovers the fumble to end the first half, the third Oakland turnover of the night. And I believe that was Riverdale's Peyton Phillips, who laid down the law there, got the loose football as well. It's been a pretty physical first half of play here at Riverdale High School. Riverdale leads it 21-7. And it's time for that Ideas Tees halftime report. John and Rafferty will be back with you with all of the halftime festivities as we continue from Riverdale High School. Your score in the Battle of the Borough on State Farm Prep Football, 21-7 Riverdale. We'll be back.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive offers complete tax preparation, financial, and bookkeeping services. Craig's Tax Service reminds you that it makes sense to get help with your taxes. No long lines and year-round service. Call 890-2233 for an appointment. That's 890-2233. Craig's Tax Service. Join Mike Craig and Bruce Hall at Craig's Tax Service in supporting all Rutherford County schools and student athletes.
Self-storage has never been so convenient. Thanks to Zippy Shell, providing self-storage and moving solutions right to your front door. We deliver, you pack it, we pick it up and store it. Our units are secure, convenient, and best of all, they're just as affordable as traditional ones. Zippy Shell, call us today for a free estimate.
Call locally owned Zippy Shell today, 216-7879. That's 216-7879.
The nip in the air, the turning of the leaves. Yes, fall is here, and Martin's Home and Garden on Broad has everything you need for fall displays. From corn stalks, straw bales, pumpkins, and gourds, you won't find a greater selection than at locally owned Martin's Home and Garden. Brighten up your fall flower beds with beautiful pansies and mums. And it wouldn't be fall without fresh homegrown apples and homemade apple cider from Martin's.
This is Lester Martin. Come by Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Little Caesar's Hot and Ready Pizza. Walk in, walk out.
It's hot and ready whenever you want it. It's hot and ready. Get it tonight.
Drop by Little Caesars and pick up a large, freshly made hot and ready pepperoni pizza for only $5. No need to call ahead. It's hot and ready all day, every day.
Three local locations on Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, on Franklin Road and Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart.
Pizza, pizza.
Hey, Ethel, if we're going to your mother's house for Thanksgiving, we have got to take that car over to Performance Transmission. Make sure it's right to take in trips. When we're going over 100 miles, we got to get that thing fixed before we go anywhere.
What?
We just got to get them bugs out of that transmission. It sounds like an old tractor. If we pull up at your mama's house and that car sounded that bad, they are going to throw the transmission on me.
Prepare your hot rod or grandma's Buick for holiday travel. Go to Performance Transmissions today on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's.
You can call them at 896-9336.
The time is now. Bob Boyd's Auction. The time is now.
A brick ranch-style home in Riverview on Haynes Drive will be auctioned off on Saturday, October 29th at 10 a.m. The auction is at 1814 Haynes Drive in Riverview. See pictures online at bobparksauction.com.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
This is Primetime Sports. WGNS, Murfreesboro. On FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450. Streaming worldwide at GoPrimetimeSports.com. And always, always at the game. At the game. Next on WGNS Primetime Sports.
It's the Ideas Tees Halftime Show.
A look at tonight's scores and schedule, plus local sports news and notes. Now for in-depth game coverage, let's join Brian, John, and Donnie.
Make sure you tune in each Friday night at 5:45 for Murphy's matchups with Murphy Fair, followed by Thompson Services' Friday Night Thunder pregame show at 6. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is also brought to you in part by Ida's Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Playo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Jones Car Wash.
All right, Rafferty, John Dingus along with Rafferty Cleary here in the second half, getting ready here in just a few minutes. We want to welcome you to the Ida's Tees Halftime Show, where Riverdale is leading Oakland here at Warrior Tomahawk Stadium. By a score of 21-7. Ida's Tees is the place in Rutherford County for school spirit wear and the official merchandise source for the Blue Raiders and TSSAA. From high school, middle school, church, and civic organizations, Ida's Tees can print your logo on just about anything with screen printing to embroidery and more. Need a great idea for fundraising? Ida's Tees can help you with that as well. You can visit their website, idastees.com, and you can get MTSU shirts, hats, and everything blue and white. Visit MTSUTees.com, the official operators of Lightning's Locker Room. They're located at 910 Ridgely Road, turn off between Broad, between Chewy and Chewy's and Chili's, and they're also on the MTSU campus at the football stadium. Ida's Tees, proud to bring you tonight's halftime report and the Monday primetime sports scene on WGNS Sports. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance tonight. We want to congratulate Laverne football coach Stanton Stevens, who was this week's Titans High School Football Coach of the Week after they defeated the top-ranked CAK out of Knoxville 43-42 in overtime. Coach Stevens says the win is a credit to his team, not giving up and playing through adversity. The school receives $1,000 for the football program. So we congratulate Coach Stan Stevens and the Laverne football program from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. TOA is the official team physician of all Rutherford County athletes. We help you heal. Visit TOA.com. And Rafferty Cleary joined me here on the Ida's Tees Halftime Show. And Rafferty, really that was a big touchdown, a big score by Riverdale just before half to answer the Oakland score because it had cut the lead to 7. Now it's back up to 14.
Yeah, it was a big score. And, you know, the penalties that Oakland had on their scoring drive was, you know, I thought it was pretty amazing that they even came down the field and scored off two consecutive penalties. So Riverdale really did need a good drive to end the half and get a score, and they did. So that's good for Riverdale going into halftime.
We're going to look at the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Rafferty, you could give us the updates, and we'll take a break and come back and have the offensive and defensive stats.
All right. Right now, is of course, Riverdale up 21-7 over Oakland here at halftime. Blackman's up 14-6 right now in the
at half,
and then Cascade is up 7-6 at half. That's the last we've heard of that game, and also Huntland is on top of MTCS 14-0 also at halftime in that game. And then last night, of course, Smyrna beat Siegel 28-27 in overtime, and that's the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
All right, and just a great game last night, whether you watched it or listened to it. Big win for Smyrna as they get their sixth win of the year. Siegel 7-3. Oakland trying to go for their seventh win tonight. Riverdale going for that 11-0, an illustrious undefeated season as well. And Blackman also trying to pick up another win and get on the winning track again after dropping two straight. We have an update on that Eagleville score, by the way. Cascade leads Eagleville 7-6. That's at the end of three, I believe, at this point. So let's go Eagles. Got to have it. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Rafferty Cleary will have we have an update. 12-7, Eagleville over Cascade. Great news. We can have
news.
The applause meter
Eagle
up. We'd have it,
win.
Wouldn't it? Yeah. So Eagleville leading that one 12-7. Thank you, Tyler, for that update. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the offensive stats and the defensive stats, also our primetime sports calendar, as we continue here with the Ida's Tees Halftime Show. It's 21-7, Riverdale over Oakland. Stay with us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
This is Brandon Burks with First Bank Mortgage. Now is the time to refinance or purchase your dream home with rates at historic lows. Just a quick 10-minute call or visit could help you save thousands in interest and even reduce your monthly mortgage payment. Give me a call at 907-5535 or come by and visit me at First Bank on Memorial Boulevard. I look forward to helping you with all your mortgage needs. Call me, Brandon Burks, at 907-5535.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford Countyans since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-662.
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer?
Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Hey Josh, why did we change the name from Mid-South Satellite to Intersource?
It's simple, Andy. We provide the Mid-State with so much more than satellite. We're an authorized agent for Xfinity, Charter, Dish Network, and DirecTV.
Xfinity and Charter too?
That's right. We offer the best bundle package for the best price on everything. Satellite, cable, internet, home theater, and more.
Hence the name Intersource.
Hence. Are you trying to sound smart?
Did it work?
Not at all.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The latest prep sports information can be found online at goprimetimesports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's goprimetimesports.com. And don't forget, coming up in the Prentice House Up Heating and Air postgame show, we'll have your Loveless Fine Photography players of the game, Midas of Murfreesboro, shift at the game, stats, Jennings and Ayers, funeral home scoreboard, and more.
Let's take a look at our halftime stats. It's Riverdale leads Oakland 21-7. Offensively for Oakland, Jihad Lyons, a minus 11 yards, a couple of those on some big sacks by Riverdale. Andre Chesterfield, 6 carries, 22 yards. For Darius Wade, 5 carries, 15 yards. Trace Wader, 4 carries, 33 yards. Trayvon Willis having a good night, 4 carries, 37 yards. Jihad Lyons was 3 of 4 for 38 yards in the first half. Total for Oakland, 96 yards rushing, 28 passing for a total of 124 yards. Marcellus Odom, minus 2 yards for Riverdale. Mariko Odom had 2 carries, 14 yards. Adam Davenport, tremendous night. 100 yards, 2 TDs, and a 22-yard TD run, and also a 66-yard run in that total for Adam. Dylan Woodruff, 2 carries for 8 yards, and Woodruff, 3 of 8 for 52 yards. Riverdale, 120 yards rushing, passing 52, and the first half yardage for Riverdale, 172. Our stats tonight brought to you by Winners Trophies, AG Sporting Goods, and Sinet P at Bob Parks Realty. And with the defensive stats, here's Rafferty.
All right, we'll start first with the Oakland Patriots. Defensively for Darius Wade has two tackles for the Patriots. Edwin Locklear has got in on a tackle, as well as Devontae Swader. Trevon Willis has two tackles. Justin Barrett has a tackle and a pass breakup. And then Austin Barrett has a fumble recovery. And Michael Smith also has got in for a tackle tonight for the Patriots. And for the Riverdale Warriors, a lot of defense going on for the Warriors. They played pretty good tonight so far. Mariko Odom's got five tackles. Marcellus Odom with a tackle. Keenan Jackson's got four tackles. Scotty Boykin a sack and a tackle. And then Peyton Phillips has been all over the football field tonight. Six tackles, a fumble recovery. He is just an animal out there. And then Scotty McCullough with a tackle. Travis Martin with one tackle. DJ Savis and Marquise Ivy each have a tackle from the defensive line. And Rodney Burns has a tackle. And Deontay Glover with two tackles. And that is all the stats I have defensively.
John. All right, Rafferty, and an update. Eagleville now leading Cascade 12-7. Nathan Jernigan, a 23-yard run. They went for two, and it failed. So Eagleville hanging on as they go to the fourth quarter by a score of 12-7. Blackman leading Laverne 14-6. Hunlin leading Milton St. Christian School 14-0. And Riverdale leading 21-7 here at halftime. And I think it's the Riverdale band up next. We're going to take a break, and Rafferty Clary is going to have it all for you on our primetime sports calendar as we continue with IDIS TV. Halftime show right after this timeout. Stay with us.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro
on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hello friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home at 820 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Friends, let me speak to you just a moment about the numerous ways we can help you with your funeral needs. Here at Jennings and Ayers, we offer full-service funerals, full-service cremations, and direct cremations. It's our desire to provide for you a service that fits your needs. When tragedy strikes, we know at Jennings and Ayers that you have a choice of funeral providers, and we want to thank you for placing your trust in our family to serve the needs of your family.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
And this is Amanda at Animal City inviting you to come check out our ever-changing group of adoptable pets, ranging from the feathered to the furred to the scaled. This is Amanda inviting you to Animal City to come and visit with some of our unique pets, like our hedgehogs, sugar gliders, and don't forget to meet Lily. While you're here at Animal City, don't forget to check out the captivating faces in our reptile department. This is Amanda inviting your family to come do business with our family. Animal City is located at 919 Northwest Broad Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Welcome back to Tomahawk Stadium, where we're in halftime and the Riverdale Warriors are leading 21-7 over the Oakland Patriots. And while the clock ticks down, we'll take a look at our primetime sports calendar. Friday Night Feats is a video contest from State Farm that honors big moments in high school football. A total of $160,000 in prize money will be awarded to schools across the U.S. and parts of Canada to use however they like. A new football field, books, classroom supplies, the field is wide open. Just submit your video of a great football play and encourage your community to vote it to victory. Go to FridayNightFeats.com for more information. Oakland's high school's electronic media program is in the process of filming a documentary on the history of the Battle of the Borough. If you know someone that they need to talk to or interview, please email Derek Grimes at opsn101@gmail.com or call him at 562-7820. That documentary will be available around Thanksgiving. Tomorrow morning, we will have the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner at Cougar Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant at the corner of Las Casas, Northfield, and Rutherford next to Food Lion. Coaches Conversation begins at 9 a.m. with Cougar Corner at 11 a.m. here on WGNS. Don't forget to miss the IDST's primetime sports from Playo's Grill. We'll broadcast for an hour Monday night from 6 to 7 just before Rick Stockstill Live. Join me, Brian Barrett, Donnie Johnson, along with D&J Prep Editor Tom Crager. And if you missed part of tonight's action or one of your favorite coaches, don't forget, we're podcasting each game and coaches show for high school and MTSU sports this season. Just log on to WGNSradio.com and click on podcast. The high school game podcasts are sponsored by Sir Pizza, who will also bring you your post-game replays. Playoffs start next week, and we hope to announce a broadcast game tomorrow morning during the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. And don't forget, tonight there will be an extended First National Bank of Murfreesboro Friday Night Thunder postgame show. Dennis Weaver and guests, which will include D&J Prep Editor Tom Crager, will put together playoff possibilities and have extended details about the postseason for Mid-State teams. So Friday Night Thunder after tonight's game will go until midnight here on WGNS. The IDST's halftime show is brought to you in part by Jones Car Wash on Memorial Boulevard across from Mo Charlie's. Palmer Jones and the staff are proud to support all Rutherford County sports teams. Jones Car Wash offers full service and exterior car wash services. All washes include wheel cleaner, bug removal, and towel drying. If you're a customer, thanks for your support, and if not, the Jones family invites you to give them a try. Family owned and operated since 1971, Jones Car Wash. Better service, better wash, right price. And if you have announcements you'd like us to broadcast and put on our website, send an email to radio@goprimetimesports.com. That's radio@goprimetimesports.com. You can also email us tonight and tell us where you're listening in to the broadcast. That's radio@goprimetimesports.com. And that's it on the primetime sports calendar. 3 minutes left here in halftime. Riverdale leading 21-7. We'll take a quick break and get you back for second half action here at Tomahawk Stadium.
The team of chefs at Paleo's Grill invite you to the new Murfreesboro location on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights. Stop in and try one of their made-from-scratch entrees featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and Southern comforts. Some of their freshly prepared grates, Nana's lasagna made from old family recipes, fish and chips, smoked maple-glazed pork chop, fried green tomatoes, just to name a few. Come taste the Paleo's difference with casual dining for lunch and dinner daily. Paleo's, always fresh, always delicious.
The month of October and November is a perfect time to get your trees and shrubbery planted. This is Lester Martin here at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. For the month of October, if you buy two or more trees totaling $100 in value or more, plus delivery, we will plant them for you for free. Don't forget to stop by Martin's here and pick out pumpkins and gourds. Martin's has a wonderful selection. Martin's, where beauty and quality meet, on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. With million-dollar lawsuits and drastic increases in court costs, are you adequately insured? We can remove the fear of an unforeseen lawsuit with an umbrella liability policy from Auto Owners Insurance. We'll recommend personal protection that meets today's needs. Ask us about no problem protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Call us at 893-5064 or come by our new office at 319 West McKnight Drive.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
Stop by Bud's Tire and check out our full line of Michelin tires. And at Bud's Tire, we also do brakes, alignments, shocks, and oil changes. Hi, this is Kay Mitchell. Stop by Bud's Tire at 3600 Woodbury Road, just a mile past Rutherford Boulevard.
Bud's Tire now has the Michelin Promise Plan, 30-day satisfaction guarantee, 3-year flat tire changing assistance, and limited mileage warranty. Michelin and Bud's Tire, a better way forward.
Roscoe Brown, for 70 years we've had one goal,
to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe Son and Grandson, and why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Thompson Services HVAC, Electric, Plumbing, Gas, Animal City, Drummer's Den, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm agent Celeste Middleton.
I think there was a fumble in the book with the play calling book there. Booth with the book.
Handoff was the exchange was not good.
I guess so.
Nice recovery there, Rafferty.
Yeah. Speaking of turnovers, we've had several in this game. That's what we call a segue in the business. But, Oakland with three turnovers, two of those turned into points. That last one on the very last play of the game, Riverdale turned the ball over once. That led to the Oakland score. So, John, turnovers have been huge in this one.
It's counted for most of the scoring. And Brian, I just think that big touchdown and that big run by Davenport really helped the Riverdale cause, you might say, as Oakland had answered and cut it to 7. Now back up to 14 for Riverdale because they're going to have to kick off now. It would have been a different story with only a 7-point lead.
Well, Riverdale kicks it off to the Oakland Patriots. And Chesterfield from the 4. Chesterfield 10, 15, 20. Cuts back outside 30. He's at the 40. He's at the 45, 50, and is going to be upended. Crossing midfield at about the 45-yard line. Big return by Chesterfield from the 4 to the Riverdale 45-yard line. Let's give him 51 on that one.
And a great block. That wedge was really formidable for Oakland when they started that kickoff. You could almost tell they were going to knock somebody down, and they did, and created a big hole for Chesterfield. And a great great field position for Oakland here starting out in the second half.
Slobber knocker going on at Eagleville. 13-12, Cascade. They scored on a one-yard TD. Went for two. It was no good. 13-12. Cascade leads Eagleville with 8:50 left in the game. Let's go Eagles. Back to pass, Lions. Pitches it out there, incomplete. Actually, I think that ball was caught by Trayvon Willis, but he dropped it after being waylaid. And these Riverdale uniforms are a little hard to catch the numbers, I believe. That is number 3, which would be Mariko Odom.
Mariko Odom did a good job of recovering. He was open for just a minute, and I think he took his eye off the ball a little bit, trying to figure out where he was going to go with it. A break for Riverdale that time.
Second down and 10. Ball at the Riverdale 44. Patriots trying to climb back into this one. Trailing by 2 touchdowns. Goes outside, and Chesterfield is going to be yanked down behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, that was a great, great tackle. And I'm thinking that was Rodney Burns on that tackle. Grabbed him by the shirt and brought him down. That's pretty hard to do.
Well, he kind of stopped him, and then Deontay Glover was there to lower the rest of the boom, slowed him up enough. And with the loss on that of 4, it's 3rd and 14.
Critical drive here for Oakland. I know it's early in the second half and there's a lot of time, but with the field position they've got, they have got to create some points and get a drive going here to try to cut that lead.
Rhodes and Locklear here near side. Lyons rolls out in some trouble. Lets one fly downfield. Double coverage is there. Incomplete. I think that was almost a throwaway ball. Nobody was really going to get to that one. Although the wind could have played a factor with that and drifted it a bit, intended for Locklear, but he was double covered out there with Odom, and I believe that was Matt Russ defending as well.
Well, not only did he have good coverage man-wise, but the safety came over and picked up the coverage and really didn't have a chance there.
Vincennes to punt, punting into the wind. And it is Mariko Odom standing back around the 10-yard line. Vincennes high, booming kick, angling to the right, and it's going to go out of bounds and then bounce back So we'll have to watch where they spot it. They're going to say it's out of bounds about the 12-yard line. So Riverdale holds Oakland to three and out, and they have the football. 41-yard punt by Vincennes.
Good defensive stop there by Riverdale after that kickoff return, and now Riverdale with a chance to work some clock here in the third quarter and get the drive going. This is an imperative stop, I think, for Oakland and to try to keep them to three and out.
First and 10 for the Warriors now, moving left to right. Clad in the black uniforms tonight on blackout night. Goes far side to Davenport, I believe. A couple of yards and a pile of dust. Or a little mud after the rain today. Give him about four. Brings up second down. Just underway here in the third and keeping an eye on things over at Eagleville. Last score we had was 13-12, Cascade leading. In the fourth quarter, it's Huntland 42, Middle Tennessee Christian School 7, 42-7, Huntland.
Eagleville's taking the lead here, Brian, 20-13 with 5:34 to go.
I just got that, too, to tell you how it happened after this play. Dropped at the line of scrimmage on the handoff going to the left side. I believe that was Mariko Odom. It was on the carry. Dropped at the line of scrimmage. Jernigan, a 29-yard touchdown run. The two-point conversion was good. Eagleville leads 20-13. 5 minutes, 34 seconds left in the game at Eagleville.
What a year Nathan Jernigan has had. I mean, just unbelievable. He's really carried that ball club offensively.
In the third quarter, Cookeville leads Coffee County 29-21. That's a 6A score we're keeping an eye on. Near side, the pass from Woodruff to the 25-yard line, right at the sticks for the first down. And it's complete to Marcellus Odom. Marcellus with his first catch of the night, I believe, John. I don't remember him catching another.
No, that was some extra yardage that Marcellus picked up there to get that first down. That was critical because I don't think he had it when he initially caught the ball.
That is his 17th catch of the year coming into the game, 257 yards, averaging 32 per game. First bank, first down for the Warriors, and it's big man, it's a keeper by Woodruff. He's coming down the sidelines. Woodruff is going to be at the 40, the 30, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He is in the end zone. Touchdown. Thought I saw a flag, but no flags on the play. 77 yards to the house.
Great run. Good blocks. Got opening, and he took it down the sidelines and put on that speed burners of his and went untouched for the touchdown. 77 yards for Dylan Woodruff.
Dylan Woodruff calling his own number on that Toots touchdown. Toots, good food and fun. Open late after the game with some good wings, chicken fingers, best burgers in town. And for point, it's Armin Armand. It's up and good. Your new score with 8:40 left here in the third quarter of play, 28-7 Riverdale. Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Whatever you drive or you own that won't run, we can get you back on the road. This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad Street. We now have a European specialist on staff. Now you don't have to go to the dealer for service and repair on Mercedes, BMW, Volvo, Jaguar, and other Europeans. From oil changes to engine work, we can take care of it on foreign, domestic, and European vehicles. Call 962-9050.
We'll go the extra mile.
Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad across from Discovery Center.
Come see me.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Instructions, time of the drive. Riverdale went four plays for 87 yards. It took a minute, 58 seconds for quarterback Dylan Woodruff to get a touchdown off a 77-yard run. The extra point was good. It's 28-7, Riverdale leading here in the third quarter. Steve Martin Construction, they work directly with you to build the home of your dreams. Call 904-9639.
Kickoff is in the end zone, not returnable for Chesterfield. It's first and 10 for the Patriots. Now a big hole to climb out of here, John.
Well, I think it's going to negate some of the running game. They're going to have to put the ball up in the air a little bit to save some clock. Still early in the third quarter, but, you know, at this rate, the way Oakland likes to run the football, it sure eats clock. So they're going to have to put the ball up in the air occasionally here.
New receiver in. It's Thompson. Oakland has changed several personnel, including the backfield, and it was Chesterfield who gets the pitch back for a yard.
I think since about midway through the second quarter, Riverdale started to do a really good job of breaking, I guess, cutting off the gaps in that offensive line and really doing a good job of cutting the holes and stopping that for Oakland from getting any kind of huge gains on those inside gives to Chesterfield.
Amonte Rhodes, near side receiver, backfield in the eye. And this time the handoff to the tailback. Ekes out a couple of yards on the second down and eight. And it's for Darius Wade, who gets about, well, he's going to get a pretty good spot. Let's give him 3 yards on that. Third down and five to go. 7:40 on the clock. Riverdale scored on an 87-yard drive, 77 of that by Dylan Woodruff for the score.
That's an explosiveness by Riverdale that you just can't there's no substitute for speed, as they say, and Woodruff's got it, and they've got a lot of speed at, with Davenport, but plus a lot of power. They're very strong runners.
Rhodes and Gaines in the eye. Back to pass. Flip out here from the backfield to Travion Willis. He's at the 35-40, 45-50, and in Riverdale territory, pushed out of bounds right around the 36-yard line. Nice run for Travion Willis. He has really been a spark for the Oakland Patriots in this game tonight, and a run of 43 yards.
That was a very nicely pass, a nice pass to from Lyons there, Brian. He did a good job rolling out to his left and just flipped it out there for the gain. That was a nice play.
First bank, first down for the Oakland Patriots. In Riverdale territory now here at the 36-yard line. Two wides, far side, backfield with Willis and Chesterfield. Fake, rolling out as Lyons. Passes right side. Riverdale brought some pressure, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, good pressure that time by Peyton Phillips. And rushed Lyons a little bit and kind of threw off his back foot, but threw it safely, at least out of the reach of any defenders.
The Wolverines put another one on the scoreboard. Touchdown, attempted a two-point conversion. It was no good. Your score, Blackman 14, Laverne 12, 14-12. And Eagleville leading Cascade with 2:30 left, 20-13. All of those scores updated on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard tonight. Second and 10 for the Pats. It's Willis and Wade in the eye. Fake and rolling out, makes the pass right side to Willis. And Willis picks up about 7 yards off the pitch and catch. Third down, three.
Another good play there by Lyons, rolling out this time to his right. Found Willis just coming out of the backfield and picked up some big yards.
Keeping an eye on that Eagleville game. Eagleville looking for a perfect 10-0 season right now. They are less than 2.5 minutes away from that, leading Cascade 20-13. Near side, Amonte Rhodes. And whistles. Something's wrong. And we've got an injured warrior out there.
I think he's bleeding from the head a little bit. May have been a helmet butt or something. And
yeah, it's Mariko Odom,
yeah,
by the way.
He's come out a little bit here.
And the TOA physicians are out there to take a look.
As they always are.
Yep, there's a bunch of them over there, trainers and all. We'll keep an eye on Odom.
Blackman 14, Laverne 12.
In the eye. Line up the Patriots, and now somebody's offsides, and I believe, Oakland High School is going to be tagged with this one. Michael Smith was a little anxious.
Probably that play going to him. He was one of the pulling guards and just got a little anxious there to make a block.
That is a mistake that young teams make. That's going to cost them 5 yards. And instead of third and four, it'll be third and nine. Clock at 5:40 and rolling here in the third. You really think that the Oakland Patriots need a score right here?
I agree, Brian. That's a really almost a must. They've got to put some points on the scoreboard.
Rhodes, the only receiver here near side, flushed out of the pocket is Lyons, and he flips one incomplete. That was a very dangerous pass.
Well, if he'd have picked that off, he'd have scored easily because there was nobody there except the goal line for Riverdale.
I don't know who that was. I believe it was Rodney Burns, but I believe that is who it was. And I think he came in for Mariko Odom.
I love the quote Mariko Odom said in the paper last week about, I just get around where the – I just kind of get a feel of where the football is, and I just go after it. And he's always – if you'll notice, he is around the football a lot.
Well, he's got a nose for it, that's for sure. Not talking about his facial features either, you know. Vincennes.
We're going to go back to wafting.
I guess. Punting. Nobody back for Riverdale, and it's going to take a bounce and roll into the end zone. Oakland had a chance to down it right there. I don't think they did. Nope.
First and 10, Warriors from the
Blackman is leading by two. 14-12 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Middle Tennessee Christian School, Murfreesboro Electric, Sir Pizza, Bowen's Body Shop, and Fans Heating and Air. Make sure you tune in Monday nights at 6 for the IDST's primetime sports scene from Playo's Grill. We talk local college and pro football and more each Monday night on WGNS.
It's Adam Davenport who gets the carry on the 1st and 10. A little extra pushing and shoving going on after the play.
There's a little misdirection play there. Davenport, a lot of times you'll see him bust that one. Good job of converging there by Oakland.
Franklin leading Brentwood 10-3. That's a score of interest here in Middle Tennessee. And let's see.
Brentwood getting on a little streak, aren't they?
Well, they have been on a streak, but playing a tough Franklin team tonight, trailing by a touchdown. Again, 14-12 with 6:44 left in the game, Blackman and Laverne. Near side, it's Marcellus Odom getting the carry for Mariko this time, and he takes it to the 25, so picks up two. Third and five.
Great tackle there by Willis coming from his linebacker spot. He's one of the most sure-handed tacklers on the Oakland Patriots ball club.
Cascade scores a touchdown on fourth down. They miss the point after. 20-19, Eagleville with 1:41 left. Eagleville holding on with a one-point lead, 20-19, Eagleville.
If they hold on to that and win that game, you might just say it's Eagleville's year.
It's you know? Destiny.
Yes.
Third and five. Right up the middle, it's Woodruff calling his own number, 35-40, 45-50, cuts back outside, 45-40. He's at the 35 and brought down by Travion Willis and for Darius Wade. Boy, Woodruff has done that again. Or Woodruff, rather. Nice run for Woodruff. And it's a first bank first down for the Warriors. 28-7, Riverdale leading with 3:03 left in the third quarter of play.
Brian Dillon with 117 yards in the second half. Two carries, by the way.
First and 10 from the 35. Davenport lined up in the backfield. The misdirection play coming here near side. And not much room around the edge for Riverdale on the carry, and that was Keenan Jackson for 2 yards. Justin Barrett made the tackle. Second and 8. Good crowd here tonight for the Battle of the Borough. Playoffs next week, we have no idea where we'll be. There are scenarios that have Riverdale playing Oakland next week and also Riverdale possibly playing Blackman and all kinds of weird things. So we'll just have to wait and see and probably be able to tell you in the morning. On the dive, Keenan Jackson coming near side to the 31-yard line, picks up two. Eagleville is one first down away from a 10-0 season. Adam Sparks tweeting that out. 1:41 remaining in that one.
Adam enjoying that baked potato tonight.
I bet he did.
It's third and six.
Third down and six for the Warriors. Leading 28-7 over the Patriots. Sends Mariko Odom in motion. Back in the game, and Woodruff in trouble and slung down. And that's big 75. Michael Smith for the Oakland Patriots with the tackle for a loss and the quarterback Brownbagger. Slung down at the 41, and it's fourth and long. Riverdale bringing in the punt team.
Another good stop by Oakland. They kept it from being disastrous here. They're going to get the ball back. Probably not the greatest territory in the world, but still getting the ball back.
Kind of have more than stops, though. They need some points if you're an Oakland fan. 46 seconds left in the third. Woodruff angles the kick out of bounds at the 12-yard line or so.
First and 10.
No, they're going to mark it at the 14-yard line. I thought that was more like it. 38-yard punt for Dylan Woodruff. So Oakland with a first and 10 and 33 seconds. We said it last time, and Oakland came away empty, but time is getting away. They trail by 21 here to the Riverdale Warriors. Riverdale, by the way, going for that perfect season as well. 9-0 coming into this game. Oakland 6-3. And that's Chesterfield taking it right side. Ekes out a couple of yards. We're going to give him about two.
Andre,
he went down. 20 seconds clock rolling here in the third. Going to talk about all the games tomorrow morning, of course, on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Cedar Bucket Restaurant's where we'll be. Hope you'll join us tomorrow morning from 9 until 11 with Cougar Corner from 11 until 11:30.
I'm really looking forward to the Friday Night Thunder tonight on the drive home, and Tom Crager will be there and talking quadrants.
Yes, quadrants, playoffs. We're talking it tonight after this fourth quarter, which is coming your way. It's the end of the third, 28-7. Riverdale leads Oakland in the Battle of the Borough.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
It takes a special pharmacy to keep up with you. Reeve Sane offers the pharmacy services that keep you well and the customer care that makes you feel even better. Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. As your local source for health and pharmacy needs, we appreciate the trust you put in us to take care of your health. This is Lori Sane Smith, and I invite you to visit Reeve Sane and let us take care of you. 1801 Memorial Boulevard or ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, and Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Do you hear that roar, John?
I do, all the way from Eagleville. As the Eagles have finished an undefeated season, 20-19 winners over Cascade tonight.
Second and 9 for Oakland. Going yard is Jihad Lyons. Incomplete. Intended for Cliff Thompson. 20-19. Eagleville a winner tonight. 10-0 on the season. Will be a parade midday tomorrow in Eagleville. Going to be a number one seed going into the playoffs. Not only that, but they will have a first round bye. All good things. History making season at Eagleville High School, or Eagleville School. Congratulations. We want to highlight them from Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. That is definitely a feat that it's hard to do, 10-0 in a regular season in football. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, whether you're in the game on the sidelines or cheering from the stands, TOA is here for you online at toa.com. Lions lets it fly. Great catch out here by the Oakland Patriots, Travion Willis, and he's going to be upended at the 40-yard line, but he picks up 24 yards on the pass and catch. Great job. Kind of an acrobatic catch there in between a double team.
And a good play by Jahad Lyons, who had a lot of pressure when he released that ball, and he zipped it in there between two defenders. But you're right, the concentration there by Willis was pretty amazing as he picked up the first down.
Well, now there's some discussion going on. I don't see a flag, but there must have been because they haven't moved the sticks across the way.
That may be a personal foul here.
It was.
19.
So, that's a 15-yarder for sure. Personal foul against the Riverdale Warriors. So now Oakland can take advantage of this. They have the ball first and 10 now at the Riverdale 45. An extra 15 yards. And I'm sure Ron Adelot not happy about that. First and 10 for the Pats. First bank, first down. They had it anyway. And now tack on 15 after that. Thompson lining up, far side. Swader in motion, coming around the far side, turns it upfield, and bangs his way for about three on the left side. Just underway here in the fourth stanza. 28-7 Riverdale leading this battle of the borough right now. Oakland needs some points and needs them in a hurry. Ball is at the 42-yard line on the left hash. Really, to be honest, between the 42 and 43, if there were hashes over there, but it's just a big mud pile.
Field has held up pretty well, though, hadn't it?
It has.
With all the rain it had.
Chesterfield up the middle, breaks it, 35-30, cuts back inside. He's at the 25-20 and is going to be brought down there. 23-yard scamper and another first bank first down, a big run for Oakland High.
Well, that was some good holes there, and a nice cutback move up toward the middle of the field. And another first down keeps this drive alive, and the clock, although not in Oakland's favor, score would be very helpful, and maybe you'd probably see an onside kick on the ensuing kickoff. But I guess I'm getting the cart before the horse there.
Well, Oakland fans are holding out hope across the way. Still a good stand of blue and red over there. And nowhere to go this time for Chesterfield up the middle. They are going to give him some forward progress to about the 18-yard line. Picks up two. Clock is Oakland's enemy right now, and their bread and butter, obviously, is the run game. And they've had to get away from that a little bit.
Well, we were talking before the game. We said Oakland needed to get off to a good start tonight and where they can depend on that running game and not have to depend on the passing game, but it just hadn't worked out that way so far.
Twins near side, ball between the hashes. Bad handoff to Chesterfield. He does cradle it in and now takes it to the 15-yard line. I think that's where he's going to be blown down. He did a good job of handling that bad handoff from Lyons. Third and five.
Chesterfield doing most of the grunt work here as he's taking it on the ground and getting some tough yards for Oakland.
Oakland brings in about four fresh bodies here. Start of the fourth quarter, 14-12, Blackman leads Laverne. That's on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Lions with a third and five from the Riverdale 15. There's a little movement for Darius Wade right up the middle, banging his way across the 10 to the 5. And it's going to be an Oakland first down all the way to the one. I thought he was going to score on that one.
Nice spin, too, to pick up an extra 2 or 3 yards as he was found that hole up the middle. And it looked like he was going to go in for pay dirt. Stumbled right at the one.
Quick snap. Lions tries the sneak, and there's a flag. Riverdale fans cheering here.
Motion.
Flag on the play.
And Oakland, procedure penalty, going to back him up five. Well, they have had some of those tonight, haven't they?
Tried to go to the line and get a quick snap on Riverdale, and it turned out against Oakland here.
So instead of first and goal from the one, it's first and goal from the six. And, boy, that's 5 yards. But when you're in the red zone, those 5 yards seem like much more.
Yeah, it really hurts, and it changes your whole game plan here.
Well, now from a sneak, they have to line up in the eye with Brown and Chesterfield. That's Brown and Swader, rather. Brown and Wade. Let's make it. He gets a couple of yards on the first and goal. Down to about the four. Second and goal from the four for the Oakland Patriots. Clock is melting away if you're a Pats fan. 8.5 to play. They trail by 21. Lions under center now looks over to the Oakland sideline. They get the play called in. Same set this time. Fred going to the far side, trying to bounce it outside, and Riverdale says no, no. Loss of a couple.
Great initial surge there by number 44, Deontay Glover, who grabbed him by the ankles and waited for some teammates to come and help him out. But great surge off the line of scrimmage there by Deontay.
Third and goal now for Oakland.
Third and goal from the five.
Back at the 5 yard line, so officially lost a yard. Still have Brown and Wade. Tailback, fullback to Wade, and nothing. Fourth down. Well, John, that penalty is looming large right now for Oakland High School.
Really is. Riverdale's got a lot of people up front right now anticipating the run. Let's see if Oakland will go, and if they do, if they'll go to the air.
And we've got whistles and a timeout on the field, or do we? Official timeout, I think.
Eagleville a winner tonight, 20-19 to finish 10-0 in the district, and a big win over Cascade. Blackman holding on to that lead over Laverne, 14-12. That was what in the fourth, I think, Brian, as well.
It was.
And Huntlin leading Middle Tennessee Christian School late, 42-7, our last score there. Smyrna beat East Eagle last night, 28-27 in overtime.
DJ Savage has to come off the field. A little equipment problem. Fourth and goal for Oakland, and they're going for it, obviously, here. Brown and Wade in the eye, and now Oakland has to take a timeout, and so will we with 6.5 to play. 28-7 Riverdale on State Farm Prep Football.
Sprint by Cellular Concepts is the wireless provider for MTSU athletics.
Now there's a third Sprint by Cellular Concepts location. It's right next to MTSU on the corner of Middle Tennessee Boulevard and East Main. Right next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
And we're real proud to be a part of MTSU.
The new MTSU location of Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 and Sunday from 1 to 5.
A family operated and owned business since 1989.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We do carry the Luminox watches. It's the official watch of the Navy SEALs and the Special Forces. We carry the tungsten steel wedding bands, very popular with the guys. They're not going to break the bank or anything. Those start at about $90 and go to about $129. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts.
Inspired by you.
I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Go Primetime Sports is your local source for county prep news and information. Log on and listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next. That's GoPrimetimeSports.com.
Lions and the Oakland Patriots on fourth and goal from the six. Back to pass, looking to the corner of the end zone. Skies for it, intended for Locklear, incomplete. Riverdale takes over and holds the Oakland Patriots here in the red zone.
Good coverage, and I think that was, I can't tell, but it looks like Mariko Odom, and good coverage there. Even if he'd have caught the ball, I think he'd have been out of the end zone.
To be fair to us, not to make excuses, I like the black uniforms. But the cardinal numbers with just the little gold outline makes them a little hard to see in the corners.
That's right. You're just to exactly be fair, right. I'm having the same trouble, Brian. Although I'm an old man, I have an excuse. But
well, Matt Rust, near side receiver. Ball fumbled away. Davenport gets on it, I think. It's down at the two. Boy, could this be a big break for Oakland if they wrestle it away? I don't think that's going to be the case. It is Riverdale football. Boy, talking about facing adversity. That could have been really tough for the Riverdale Warriors.
This change wasn't good that time either, really, and Davenport had it just for a brief second, but alertly fell on it. It looked like he had it, you know, all the way after the fumble, but a little scramble, but Davenport came up with it.
Lost 5 yards, so it'll be second down and 15 from about the two. Davenport's in the end zone. Woodruff going to come around here near side. We saw last week at Independence, the Seagull Stars score in a situation like this, breaking it outside. Denzel Harding. This time Davenport gets about 4 yards to make it third and about 11.
It only takes one good hole when you've got everybody up there and trying to stop any kind of gain and stop that first down, and that's what happened in that Seagull game you mentioned. And Davenport's the kind of player that if he gets a break and he sees a hole, he sees an opening, he could make it for a huge gain.
Woodruff very dangerous back there too in his own right. Davenport busting his way up the middle and carries the pile all the way to the 15-yard line, and he's going to be stopped short, but he just lunged for about 5 extra yards.
Well, it looked like he was stopped to the line of scrimmage, nearly followed his blocker. There is a flag, however. Sometimes that's a block in the back, too, when they get piled in like that.
Face mask against Oakland.
Oakland face mask, wow.
Boy, that is going to be a first down and very tough on this Oakland Patriots squad. And that's going to take the ball all the way to the Riverdale 30. 15-yard penalty. Boy, John, that's I know Thomas McDaniel is not going to be happy about all of that.
No, there's several things that he's, I'm sure, the mistakes that were made tonight. He had some opportunities that offensively they clicked at times, but some inconsistent play, really, both defensively and offensively.
Marcellus Odom gets the pitch on the right side and takes it to the 35 for a 5-yard pickup. 28-7 with 4:40 left to play. It would take a miracle now, really, for the Oakland Patriots to come back in this one. Riverdale staring 10-0 in the face.
On the carry, Marcellus.
It is very possible we're 4:25 from that happening, having two 10-0 teams in Rutherford County. That's unbelievable.
It's a situation where, you know, it's you don't see it happen maybe, but every, 20 years probably?
Yeah.
Maybe more.
It's
amazing.
Davenport busting his way to the 40, to the 45, and was shoestringed at the 46-yard line and taken down there. He was one tackle away from breaking that one all the way.
You're exactly right. It was a shoestring tackle, and he just lost his balance. But he had that hole. He could see pay dirt, but he couldn't get it. Couldn't get his feet going.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire Mid-State region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com.
First bank, first down for the Warriors, first and 10 from their own 45-yard line. They've carried this from the two, helped out by a 15-yard penalty. Dive by Davenport for a couple. New score on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Allen on a 12-yard run for the Blaze. The PAT was good. And with 6:28 left in the game, the Blackman Blaze lead the Wolverines 21-12 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. And thanks to Mr. Stork Montgomery for that tweet. And Stephen Crutchfield tweeting that out as well. Tom Krager, we're keeping an eye on all of the Twitter action tonight. Second and 8, 3:08 to play. Davenport fakes the handoff and now takes it right side. He picks up 8, 9, 10 yards. Let's give him. And another first bank first down on the second and 8.
Good fake there to Odom, and looked left, went right, picked up a big yard. And the clock now definitely in Riverdale's favor, and they're just chewing up every first down. It makes it more perilous for Oakland.
Well, they're just eating clock. I mean, that's all Riverdale's doing. They're picking up. I mean, they've taken it from the two. And, yes, they were helped out by a 15-yard penalty, but they've been methodically working it downfield. Clock at 2:43. Woodruff under center, taking every second off the clock possible. Davenport right side. Davenport down the sideline to the 40, to the 39-yard line. Picks up 6 yards. And he just barely got out of bounds to stop the clock at 2:31.
Adam Davenport been doing the aggressive play here, being the workhorse. 131 yards on 13 carries, 31 of those in the second half. He had 100 in the first half. And they're just going to him and telling him, hold on to that football, and we'll just eat up some more clock. And they're only three yards away from another first down.
Second down for the Warriors. Woodruff shifting some personnel here to the near side. Three in the backfield. And this time the pitch.
Carrying for the Warriors.
Well, I don't know.
Number 23,
Keenan Jackson. Thought I saw 22 for a moment and knew that wasn't right. Third down, he picked up about 3 yards. It's going to be third and one. Stayed in bounds, clock still moving. Another first down, the way they're moving the ball here, John, it could be over.
Yeah, that's you're exactly right. And I think they've got two shots at this, and I wouldn't be surprised if they go for it on fourth down as well.
Well, where the ball is, you don't have a lot to lose here. Davenport's in the backfield. And they come over here near side. And it's Mariko Odom. Mariko at the 30, breaks the tackle, 25-20, 15-10, 5, end zone, touchdown, Warriors.
Just waltzed in. Nobody touched him. And he kind of just a great hole and then a cutback move. The left guard pulling, and then he made a quick move to the middle of the field, and nobody touched him.
36-yard touchdown run for Mariko Odom. Toots touchdown, Toots good food and fun. On Broad at Medical Center, South Church and Barfield Crescent, and in Smyrna on Sam Ridley Parkway. The extra by Armin Armand is good. Your score with a minute 38 left in the game, 35-7. Warriors going to be 10-0 in just a minute.
For over four decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
And the kickoff by the Riverdale Warriors, returned by Oakland to the 20-yard line. And I think that was a new Patriot in there, David Newman. First and 10 for Oakland High School. There is a flag on sportsmanlike conduct against the Oakland Patriots.
Steve Martin Construction, time of the drive. Riverdale got on the board again after a 36-yard rushing touchdown by Mariko Odom. The extra point was good. It's now 35-7. Riverdale all over the Patriots.
Going to get a little extra time to get to the exits tonight as Riverdale has put this one away. Congratulations to Coach Adelot, too, for an undefeated season. And I think, that's his first at Riverdale.
Yeah, John, we talk about it, how hard it is to do, and it really is. I mean, we take for granted the great football we've had here in Rutherford County over the years, but 10-0, I mean, my goodness.
Well, you know, and not to harbor the fact, but, you know, Coach Adelot followed a living legend here. And I'm happy to see that he gets the kudos for an undefeated season. Got a long way to go in the playoffs, of course, but and anything can happen there. But you can't deny an undefeated season. And he and Coach Carson tonight, congratulations to both of them.
Oakland penalized 15 yards for unsportsmanlike conduct. Makes it first and 10, back at the 4 now with a minute and a half to play. Pitch and coming near side is Swader. Swader to the 10, to about the 12-yard line. They may give him a little better than that. We'll check it. Clock rolling and Riverdale going to win this game tonight. We're just fighting about the final margin and melting away the rest of the clock. Franklin leads Brentwood 17-10 on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Itavius Mathers scores a 25-yard touchdown, extra good with 3:47 left. The Blaze lead the Wolverines 28-12. Thank you, Mr. Montgomery. Swader to the 20-yard line, a 7-yard gain. And it's enough to move the chains for the Oakland Patriots. Stops the clock with 47 seconds. Don't forget, coming up, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. And at 10 o'clock, we should be able to get you to all of Dennis Weaver and all the conversation there on Friday Night Thunder, on until midnight tonight. A lot of playoff talk coming up in the postgame show now. You will have a very good idea before you're tucked into bed tonight of the playoff scenario around the state of Tennessee. Flag, probably a delay of game here. And it's a dead ball foul against Oakland. They have had so many of those tonight. Legal shift, I think.
So they have been penalty plagued tonight, and turnovers.
Well, I know that's probably most disappointing for Thomas McDaniel, don't you think, in this game?
I think you want to play well in this game. You know, not necessarily – you know, everybody wants to win. That's no question about that. But how you win and how you go about that or how you lose is a tough one to swallow. And I think the penalties and the turnovers hurt Coach McDaniel's squad tonight.
Well, that's going to be it. Oakland's not even going to get off another play. Thomas McDaniel coming across the way to shake Coach Ron Adelot's hand and that of the Riverdale Warriors, who are 10-0 on the year after tonight's 35-7 victory over the Oakland Patriots here in the Battle of the Borough. Again, your final score, 35-7. Stay tuned. The Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show is coming up here in just a moment. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Rafferty Cleary with you tonight from Tomahawk Stadium. Again, our final 35-7 Riverdale. We'll check that scoreboard from Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home when we come back.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
West Coast Cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Cash in on savings with Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. This is Terry Haynes. For a limited time only, receive $25 trade-in for every old window you replace. And that's not all. You can receive $75 for every old door you replace, too. Visit our showroom for all types of styles, products, and glass options from Sun Windows and Doors.
For more information, call 893-1515
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company is a member of TVA's Qualified Contractor Network. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company, the people you know, the people you trust.
Hey, Ethel, if we're going to your mother's house for Thanksgiving, we have got to take that car over to Performance Transmission, make sure it's right to take in trips. When we're going over 100 miles, we got to get that thing fixed before we go anywhere.
What?
We just got to get them bugs out of that transmission. It sounds like an old tractor. If we pull up at your mama's house and that car sounded that bad, they are going to throw the transmission on me.
Prepare your hot rod or grandma's Buick for holiday travel. Go to Performance Transmissions today on Memorial Boulevard next to O'Reilly's.
You can call them at 896-9336.
Blue Raider fans come in all sizes, and Lightning's Locker Room has gear for the smallest of fans. The Little Raider section has the only selection for your little ones, from onesies to bibs, overalls, and booties. Everything in between, just for your infants, toddlers, and young Big Blue fans. Lightning's Locker Room is at 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Stop in and see the Little Raider section of apparel at Lightning's Locker Room.
On country lanes and city streets, we smile and shake hands when we meet. First Banking, come on over, come on in. First a customer, now a friend. We're here to serve, and it's you we're thanking. There's a name for it, First Banking.
Mid-South Satellite is now Intersource.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee, for making us more than just your satellite service provider. Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment.
Whether you need Dish Network, DirecTV, Xfinity, Charter, HughesNet, home theater, or flat panel TVs,
you got to go to the source.
815-1800.
Call 815-1800 for a free evaluation of current services and bundle together what best fits your needs.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Next on WGNS Primetime Sports and online at goprimetimesports.com, it's the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Postgame Show, a recap of tonight's game, presented by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air. When it comes to the installation and service of a heating and cooling system for homes and businesses, people know they can rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning to take care of them. Call today at 890-1311 to find a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs. Online at PrenticeAlsop.com.